Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Skelly, you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline. Skelly Aromax, gasoline that's weather-right for your car. Well, say, how many of you fellows and girls stopped at your Skelly service stations over the weekend and got your own free copy of the new Flight Patrol Reporter? Boy, isn't it just about the swellest club newspaper you ever saw? Hey, did you read all about the true meaning of the secret password, Cobra Hopa? Did you study that exciting picture map of the Parada Estate and all the other swell features in this special holiday edition of your own club newspaper? Well, I'll bet you haven't finished reading it yet. It's so chock full of thrilling news and fascinating features for every air-minded young fellow and girl. But say, let me tell you something about that secret password, Cobra Hopa. As soon as you get your free copy of the new Flight Patrol Reporter, you'll know the exact meaning of Cobra Hopa. But don't think that's the end of it. No, sir. There's lots more coming. Always remember that secret password. It's going to be mighty important that you know that secret password later on. Because, listen, every member of the new 1940 Flight Patrol is going to have a chance to help Captain Midnight and his friends in a strange and mysterious adventure. You want to be ready to take your part to help your friends when they need you. So don't forget the secret password and all that it means. And you'll find out what it means in the new Flight Patrol Reporter that's just out. Now, if you don't have a copy of the new Flight Patrol Reporter, be sure to stop at your Skelly service station with Mother or Dad tonight. Just show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card, and you'll get your very own copy absolutely free. Now, don't forget, you'll want to see that thrilling big picture map of the mysterious mountain regions in Old Mexico where the story of Captain Midnight is taking place, and the dozens of other exciting features in the new holiday edition of the Flight Patrol Reporter. So get your free copy at your Skelly service station tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. Last time you remember, Chuck Ramsey and Captain Midnight took to the air in separate planes in a desperate effort to stop the cattle stampede started by Ivan Shark and his pilot. Chuck is accompanied in his plane by Patsy Donovan. He's diving down in an effort to turn the frenzied cattle from their course. But on the second dive, Chuck's engine, which has been giving him trouble, quits completely. Desperately, he tries to get his motor started, but the engine fails to respond. The youthful pilot must make a forced landing directly in front of the stampeding herd of the terror-stricken steers. The wheels of Chuck's plane are almost on the ground, and the thundering roar of the frenzied animals can be heard in the distance. Listen as Patsy cries.
Are you going to land in front of that herd?
We can't do anything else. Get ready to jump, Patsy, the instant the ship stops.
Okay, Chuck. I'm unfastening my safety belt now.
The wheels are almost on the ground. There. Now they're hitting.
The steers, Chuck. The steers. They're right back of us.
No, they're not close yet, Patsy. Don't jump until the ship comes to a stop.
All right, Chuck, but I'm all ready.
So we're beginning to lose speed. Now I'll keep the ship in a straight line and coast as long as I can. Because the farther we get away from those steers, the better off we'll be.
But they're moving awfully fast, Chuck. Listen to that sound.
Get ready.
Okay, but which way are we going to run?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, Patsy.
Well, look up in the sky, Chuck. Over the center of the herd. There's Captain Midnight.
Yeah, I see him. But there isn't a thing he can do to help us.
Do you think we could get the engine started?
Oh, not a chance. By the time I get out and take a good look at it, those steers would be all over it.
What do you think now? Which side should we run?
Oh, I don't know, Patsy. The herd stretches as far on one side as it does on the other.
Look at them come, Chuck. They're getting nearer every second.
We'll have to stay right here.
Stay here? Why, we can't, Chuck. We won't have a chance.
We won't have any kind of a chance if we're on foot in front of those steers. They won't turn aside for anything. They can't because there's too many of them.
Then they won't turn aside for our plane either.
Maybe not, but at least we got some protection. But quick, Patsy. Jump up here while I get into the rear cockpit. We'll take one last desperate chance. I've got an idea and it might work. If not, well, never mind. We haven't got a second to lose. Now hurry.
Okay, here I come.
There now. Get hold of yourself, Patsy. This is going to take a lot of nerve. Now, we're ready.
Look out, Chuck. Here they come.
We now join Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda flying in the other plane, and flashed back a few minutes to the time when Chuck's engine was still running. Suddenly, Senor Pareda cries out.
Look, mi capitan, I think we do some good that time.
Yes, senor, but the herd isn't turning enough.
We've got to go down again.
But the Capitan, why does not Chuck follow us?
What? Isn't Chuck behind us?
No, senor. He was, but he is not now.
That's strange. Well, where is he?
Down below me, Capitan. Almost on the ground.
Now I see. But something must have happened. Hold tight, senor. Down we go.
Senor Chuck, he does not follow us at all. Look, he changes the direction.
Well, I can't understand that. He didn't follow us in that climb. Now look, he's turning to the north, right in front of the herd.
Si, senor. And the herd, they are directly below us.
Oh, this is terrible.
Mr. Capitan, what is it? What has happened?
Look at Chuck's propeller. It's slowing down.
The propeller? It slowed down. But why, senor?
He's having engine trouble. That was the matter. He said the motor hadn't been hitting well. He thought it was water in the gas.
But, senor, this is a terrible thing. If the engine stops now, he cannot keep in the air.
No, he's got to make a forced landing. That's what he's doing right now. Look at his top. It's almost stopped.
And the wheels of the plane, they're almost on the ground.
Oh, this is terrible, senor. Now look at those spears come, thousands of them. They'll trample that plane as if it were a box of matches.
What can we do, senor?
Hold tight, senor. We're turning back toward that herd.
Quickly, Capitan. We must send them now.
The next few seconds will tell the story, senor. All right, now I'm pulling up, and then down we go, right in front of them.
Our friends should run for their lives, my Capitan. They should jump from the plane and run. Look at the Senorita Patsy. She's ready now.
No, that's suicide. They can't run fast enough to get away from those steers. All right, now watch it now. Down we go. We've got to turn those cattle.
Quickly, senor. We must go faster.
Sir, I've got her wide open now. This is the best we can do.
Look, the steers, they begin to turn.
We're doing some good, but not enough. All right, now then, up we go again.
The senor Chuck and the senorita Patsy, they do not have the chance. I have seen something many times before.
Yes, and so have I, and they're terrible. But we're not giving up. All right, now hold tight now. We're almost at the top of our zoom. Ah, there, all right. And down we go.
Look, senor, the herd. They are turning to the right.
Yes, a little, but not enough. The left side is going to sweep across the plain. This time, we've got to do more good. All right, now watch it now. We're going to race along right in front of their head.
Our wheels, my Capitan. They're on the ground. The steers, they're almost on us.
Yes, but they're turning. But still not enough.
Quick, my Capitan. Out before they hit us.
There. Up we go. But I don't think we've got time for a third dive.
My Capitan, I do not have the heart to look.
Wait a minute. Wait. What's going on down there?
Look at the steers. They almost hit the plane. And then something happened.
Chuck and Patsy have changed places. Chuck in the rear seat. But some of those steers seem to be falling. We're going down closer.
Give it to him, Chuck. Give it to him again.
There. That's getting him. Look at him drop.
Look at that paddle. Why, it's higher than our plane. But look out. They're getting too close on the left side.
Yeah, I see. Watch this burst.
That's doing it. We're saved, Chuck. We're saved.
I think so, Patsy. I don't think I'm going to have to shoot any more of Senor Breda's steers.
Look at them go by on each side, Chuck. Look at those horns going. I never heard such a noise like that in all my life.
Oh, it's a terrible sight, Patsy. We wouldn't have had a chance in the ship. They'd have trampled it down until there wasn't anything left.
I'm sure glad you loaded that machine gun. Otherwise, we wouldn't be alive now.
A thought popped into my head just as they were getting into range, Patsy. I don't know what made me think of it.
Senor Pareda was saved, and the Washington Steel was guarding over it. And I know he would be right.
Yes, I think so, too. But what happened to Captain Midnight? I can't see a thing on account of this gun.
I can't see him now, either. But I did, just as you started shooting. He was diving down to turn the herd.
He did turn them, too. See? The main body is off to the right.
And look, most of the steers have gone by.
Oh, you're sure right. Most of these coming now are straggling. We'll be able to get out of here in a minute.
What are we going to do, Chuck? We can't fly out of here.
Oh, I'll say we can't. Look, that right wing's almost torn off, and the tip of the left one is damaged beyond repair. And besides that, there's something wrong with the engine.
I know what we can do.
What's that?
We're only about a mile and a half from that hill on our left. And on the other side of that hill is the field where we found Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda.
Yeah, that's right, but what...
You should remember, Chuck. There's another plane there. The one flown by Von Gritt, who used the chief pilot for Ivan Sharp.
Now, you're the one who's using your head. As soon as the rest of these steers get by, we'll light out for there.
There are only a few going by our left. See? There come the last ones.
Yes, and thank goodness the dust is beginning to settle. Now get ready now, and when I give the word, jump out.
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, there go the last ones now. Come on.
Well, here we are at last, Patsy. Whew, I thought we'd never get to the top of this hill.
Well, I never thought we would either. Seemed about 10 miles. Gee, that sure was a lucky escape.
Now, let's rest here a minute and see what's happening back in the valley.
Okay. And am I glad to sit down.
Boy, oh boy. Oh, that's a good sight. Look.
I'll say it is. That ship's still here. Now we've got a chance to get away.
Captain Midnight knew what we were doing when he dived down on us in the valley.
Sure. He figured right away where we were going.
Oh, I wish I could see him now. But I guess he's hidden in that dust to the west.
The last time I saw him, he was turning off those last stragglers.
And boy, did he do a good job of it. Outside of the ones I shot down, the rest are all over on the western side of the valley.
Look, Chuck. Look over there to the south.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Oh, don't you see?
Oh, there. Now I do. Oh, good night. There's two, no, three. Oh, there are four planes.
They must have been the ones who were behind the drive.
Yes, and they've discovered the herd isn't going through the pass.
They sure must be wondering what's gone wrong.
Gee, I sure hope Captain Midnight gets away. If four of them jump on him at the same time, it's going to be tough.
He must be over there on the other side of that dust cloud.
Yes, and those four black planes are turning that way now.
Look, those four planes are diving low. They see that plane down there and the pile of dead deer.
Now, they're trying to figure that one out.
I wonder what...
Hey, what are you staring at in back of it?
I just remembered. That pilot, Von Witt. He was lying unconscious on the ground near his plane. But now there isn't anyone there. He's disappeared.
Well, through quick thinking, Chuck saved himself and Patsy from a terrible death. But are they safe yet? Will they be able to get away in the plane standing on the mountain field below them? And what has happened to the pilot, Von Griff? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. But say, don't forget what I told you tonight about the importance of that secret password, Cobra Lhofa. Guard that secret carefully because it's for members only. And remember, it's going to help you later on in solving a thrilling mystery. It's going to help you in a strange adventure that's coming soon for every member of the new 1940 Flight Patrol. So all you members, attention. If you haven't yet called at your Skelly service station in your family car to get your free copy of the new Flight Patrol reporter, do so at once. Read about the true meaning of the secret passwords, see the thrilling picture map of Captain Midnight's Mexican adventures, and enjoy all the other exciting features of your very own Flight Patrol reporter. Remember, it doesn't cost you a single penny. You don't need any labels, box tops, or anything else. Just show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card when you stop at your Skelly service station with your mother or dad. Say, why don't you see if they can drive by with you tonight? And don't forget, tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Have Chuck and Patsy escaped from the stampeding steers only to run into Ivan Shark's pilots? And will Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda be trapped by them also? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!